I just want to give a word or two of introduction to our chashuva guest speaker, Harav David. And I really want to say, in the way of introduction, that he, I think, is here for the third time. I think I invited him the third time to come. Now, the fact that I invited him the third time to come and agreed to come really reflects on his graciousness, that he takes off Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, always a chashuva rav is busy, Erev Pesach specifically. So it definitely reflects on the graciousness and the kindness of coming, but I think the fact that we asked him back so much also reflects on how much the Olam enjoys it. So therefore, I give my grace and yashkayach for coming down and to be mechaved us with some divrei Torah.
Discuss this evening a very similar topic, the topic of Amiras Hallel on Leil Pesach. And I shouldn't put him later, so if I come to a conclusion different than we've heard in the last half hour, shouldn't put him later. But it's very similar. It's how do we get to someplace, from the right side or from the left side? And I'll explain later. As quoted before, the Sefer Mitzvot Rambam, so also followed by the Sefer Achinuch, the Mitzvot Chafalev, Sipi Yisit Mitzrayim, says that the halacha of Sipi Yisit Mitzrayim is to relate and to praise and to sing, to give a shira to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And this calls for a source. Where do we have a source that there's a mitzvah of shira tied into the mitzvah of Sipi Yisit Mitzrayim? Very interestingly, there is a kasha that there are probably at least 30 different terutzim to by the Beilei HaRishreinim and Achreinim regarding the mitzvah Sipa Yisit Nisrayim. Why is it that we do not make a bracha before we do the mitzvah of Sipa Yisit Nisrayim? We should have said Asher Kedushav Tiktov Sivonu Lassach Yisit Nisrayim. There is a Haggadah called the Haggadah Maisa Nissim by the author of the Chavetz Zavnus, the Samishpit, the Miakim Melisa, the Chem Lebracha. And he says that the whole idea of Sipu Yisit Nisrayim is a Shevach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which fits in very well with what we heard. And the idea of making a bracha on any mitzvah is to give a Shevach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it would be quite a bit redundant and superfluous to give a shevach on giving a shevach. And therefore, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah Sipa Yisit Mitzrayim, such as the mitzvah Kiddush Hayoyim. This is the marshal he gives. We don't make a bracha. There's a mitzvah Esed Eraisa to make a declaration of the sanctification of the Shabbos, Kiddush Hayoyim. We don't first make a bracha, Shekel Shosi Tzavsi Bono, Lekadosh Eskema Shabbos, and then lift up our goblet and recite the Kiddush. And the answer, he says, is because Kiddush itself is a Shevach, and it would be superfluous to say a Shevach on a Shevach. The problem with this Teretz seems very obvious, and that is Hallel. Is there any greater praise in the world than Hallel? And yet, before we say Hallel, we make a bracha, the Kriyas HaHallel. It seems a pela summa. Why did the Mesivas HaMishpat, the Chavos Das, he says his beautiful teretz, and he doesn't make note of the most obvious kasha in the world, which would seem to contradict his Yisrael. Thirdly, there is an interesting question about the structure, about the nusach of the bracha we make on Hallel. Whenever we say Hallel, we say Shek Deshom Tisot Sivonu L'Kriyas HaHallel, to read praise. If you are a Svadi descent, you probably make a different nusach HaBracha L'Gemer Es HaHallel, which you will find consistently throughout the Rishonim, certainly the Sfadik Rishonim, many Ashkenazic Rishonim also. And both brachas are very problematic. It would seem to us that the Nusach HaBracha should have been Hashem Kedushon Tisot Tivonu LaHallel. Mahalel Es Hashem? There's a mitzvah to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. What is the mitzvah after all? To recite praise or to praise?
A kasha. So we have three kashas.
There is a Briska Rav, the Velvel Briska, the friend of Bracha, in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam. He points out a very interesting Shitas Rishonim regarding the Hallel, which we say by the Leil HaSeder. Do we or do we not recite a Bracha before we start Hallel? There are many Rishonim who are of the opinion, and the Ramban is one of the greatest proponents of that Shita, he has a big Arichis, that before we say Hallel by the Haggadah, we should first make a Bracha. L'kray or l'gimayr, that's a Hallel. However, the Minhag HaOlam is not that way. The Ran cites the Rapai Goyin and also the Tzemach Goyin and others that say that we do not make a Bracha. And he says like this, Rabbeinu Hai Goyin Zal Kosa B'Tshuva She'ein Mevachan Al Hallel Shebalele Tzachim L'gimayr, that's a Hallel. She'ein Anu Kerem Oysa B'Teras Kerem El B'Teras Oyna Shira. And he goes on, and he brings at the end the same kosa of the Tzemach Goyin and others. So we have a very interesting chiddush that there are two independent concepts in saying of Hallel. There are times, most times, when we say Hallel, we are merely reciting Hallel, Kedin as a Hallel. But there are also times that we are not Kedin as a Hallel, but rather we are saying Shira. And what that means will come to shortly. However, more interesting is the fact that the Mordechai, also discussing the question of whether to say a bracha on the Hallel by the Seder night or not, he also quotes Rav Hai Goyin and Rav Tzemach Goyin the same way that we don't make a bracha. But there seems to be a major difference in the rationale. Why is it that we don't make a bracha by the Pesach? And he says the following. Kosu ha-goinim she'ein mevarech olav ligmer l'fi she'masikim bay le'achel su'ud asom ve'ein ayela k'kerem ba'alma v'chein peyesh ha-samach v'rav hai. I should really finish the sentence. Rav hai she'ein ayela k'kerem ba'alma. So we have a second reason altogether. And the Ramban understands this reason as follows. If you have Hallel, you start from the beginning, you go to the end, but you're mafsik in the middle. So how can you make a bracha if you're going to be mafsik in the middle? That's why we don't make a bracha. The Ramban, as I said, is a proponent of making a bracha. And he says the rationale of the Mordechai is very difficult to understand. He doesn't quote the Mordechai, he quotes the Rishonim of the Goyim. And he says, there's no problem. If you make a bracha before the beginning of Hallel, you already said two kapitlach of Hallel, and you speak out in the middle, that would not be a problem. That would not necessitate reciting a new bracha. We make a bracha on Tkiya Shefa, and we're mastic in the middle, and that's no problem, so says the Ramban. So he argues, he says that's not a good reason. On the contrary, he has proof that you should make a bracha. But what bothers us, why is it that two Rishonim are both citing the same Rav Hai Goyin and the same Rav Tzemach Goyin and seemingly giving different rationale? One says the reason for not making a bracha is because this is not Kedesh HaHallel, the Raza Oyma Shira, and the second one cites the same Rav Hai Goyin and Rav Tzemach Goyin with a different rationale because you could be mastic in the middle. Says the Briska Rav Belvel, that these are not two different reasons. The rabbit's one reason. Because it's Oyma Shira, therefore we can be mafsik. The being mafsik is not the reason. Being mafsik in the middle of Hallel is not the siba, but it's a simen. It proves to us that the reason of this Amiras Hallel is not Kedemis a Hallel, but rather Oyma Shira. And it's Meduyik a little bit in the Mordechai says the Briska Rav, because when the Mordechai seems to incorporate two things together, he says,
Hashem, Mavarach Olav Ligemur, Lefisha Mavsikim by Lechel Sudoson, Ve'en Ayala Kikera Balma.
Where does the Ve'en Ayala Kikera Balma come in? Says the Brisker Rav, that since your master could kill and be craven in the Sahara, let's say Kikera Balma. What the Ran referred to as Zayim Hashiva, he calls it Kikera Balma, brings that they showed him in two Rishonim, the Sefer Brach Mishaleshes and Brachas, so both in the Perish of the Tesis HaRosh, and also the Perish of Yehuda HaChassid, the Gemara and Brachas Lamed Hei that says, Ein Oimem Shiro El Al Ayayin. So they both have a kasha. We find many times that you say Shiro not on Yayin. If I would ask someone over here, when do you ever say Shiro? When do you ever say Hallel without Yayin? You'd probably say 8 days of Chanukah, and 8 days or 9 days of Sukkot, and Shavuot, or even Pesach and Shul, the first 2 days. But listen to the Lashon of the both Rishonim. They both say, it's interesting, there are many times we say Shira without Yayin, such as the Hallel of the Shita Tzachim and Lel Tzachim. Lel Tzachim is interesting, we'll maybe come back to that. But, and Al Kosar Shalaitavi Aleim, the Hein Negoim, they say Shira. The Teretz says, all the other Hallels are Kferiness a Hallel, but Shitas a Pesach and Lev Pesach, that is the Hallel of Aleim Shira. Of course, we have a Gili from these two Rishonim to the Machlokes Ben Hagen mentioned before, by the Resh Kelosh Lita, whether they had the goblet in their hands when they said Hallel or they put it down. It would seem that by then was the first they asked from the Lel Pesach.
Anyway, Ad Kan is the Divrei HaGriz, the Brisker Rav. The truth of the matter is that the Brisker Rav relied a lot upon us, obviously, that we would understand the concept. And the truth of the matter is... I'm sorry? It could be. I accept it. Questionable, you have to see if it's set down, but it could hold on. The Brisker Rav says that if you say it, I'm a Shira, so then it's all right, you could be Masik in the middle. So if you're Masik, it has to be on the Shira, it's not Kerem. Why is that? Why if a Shira could be Masik and Kerem not? Secondly, let us understand what is the high Goyin and the Tzemach Goyin as cited by the Ran, about the same as Shira, you don't make a bracha. Why is it that if it's turned as a Hallel, you recite a bracha, and if it's turned as a Shira, you don't make a bracha? It would seem to me very simple that, on the contrary, not only do I not have a kasha on the Maisa Nisim from Hallel, the Maisa Nisim says you don't make a bracha, it's inside because you don't make a Shevach on a Shevach. So we have the kasha on Hallel. You do make a bracha. It's a Hallel of Shevach, and you're making a Shevach on a Shevach. Not only is it not Shira, I think in light of the Diskarov, in light of the Hagen, the Semach Gain, we not only deny the difficulty, we have a complete understanding. The truth of the matter is, what is Hallel? Hallel is great. In order for one to be commanded, you are obligated to say Shira to Rabbeinu Shalom. Chazal want to obligate a Jew to say Hallel on 18 days in the year, Chuslo 21 days in the year. You're obligated to say Shira to Rabbeinu Shalom. So I'm going to say Shira. Shira is more than words. Shira is a matzav haruach. It's a matzav hisreimus hanefesh. One cannot say Shira by just saying words. He is then saying words of Shira, but he is not singing. Singing is from the heart. Shira is only belev. It has to be a lev which is molei simcha. It has to be a lev which is molei hezo. And for that reason, when Chazal wanted that every single Jew should say Shira 21 mornings in the year, 21 days in the year, they cannot be machai them to say Shira. Because not every Jew, when it comes every morning of Chanukah or Sukkot or the first day of Pesach and Shavuot, is in that matzav of his Reimus HaNefesh, in an exalted position, situation, where the heart bursts forth with words of praise and song. Not everybody's holding it down by Madrega. Captain Chazal be Machaibah to say Shira. The answer is they were not Machaibah to say Shira. They, however, were Machaibah to recite. Say over a Hallel, a song of Dovra Melech, Dovra Melech said Shira, what we call Hallel, and Chazal tell us to recite. When we say Hallel on the 21 days that we have to say Hallel, we are not singing song to Eivishter. We are reciting. If you're in such a madrig, it could be you're doing that also. But the mitzvah, the commandment, is to recite. Say over. If you say over a song, so then you're not saying a Sheva. You're not saying Sheva. You're repeating one. If you're repeating a Sheva, but you yourself are not saying Sheva, then you can make a bracha. What's wrong with making a Shevach on Hallel? Hallel is not a Shevach. You're not being a Shabbat to the Rabbeinu Shlom. You're repeating the words of a Shevach, but you are not being a Shabbat. And therefore, if one should say all of Hallel and omit one word, he did not say over Dovra Melech Hallel. The mitzvah is to recite. Say over Hallel. Say over Shira for Dovra Melech. You left out one word, you didn't say it over. You can never be in the middle. There's no way in the world that after two kapitlos you can sit down and eat a meal and then continue later. Because that's not the way Dovra Melech said it. And the mitzvah of Hallel on the 21 days that you say Hallel is to recite, to repeat, to say over and over from Dovra Melech. You're not saying over Dovra Melech. You didn't sit down to eat lunch in the middle. Masha ain't came when it comes to night of Pesach. And we all know that it says the Chaldar Badur Chayav Adam Lewis Asmer Ki'ilu Hu Yosem in Israel. So Reb Chaim Briska is reported to having remarked that from all the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, and we all know how Reb Chaim Briska was so meticulous in the Zikdok, in the Kiyam HaMitzvahs, whole descriptions have been given over from generation to generation. What a man, the Afias Matzah is the baking of the matzahs in the house of Bris, the drawing of the water on the Mayim Shalonu, Hamashira Shemayim, Hamashdikdik B'mitzis went into it. And in the Leila Pesach, the Leila itself, he was a Yira. Maybe I wasn't the kind of mitzvah the way I should have been. You know which mitzvah from all the mitzvahs of Chaim Briska found the most difficult to fulfill properly, said Rabbi Chaim, the Adam Asma, to whom is this said? The Adam, every single Jew sits down to the Seder. He is obligated, Chaim, obligated to get so involved in the Sikur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So involved that he sees himself, he worked himself up, upon that expression, to a frenzy where he sees himself and he just came out of Mitzrayim. You know, Chassidim tell over. There were two Chassidim of different rabbis who were talking with one another. And one says to the other, you know, I doubt if your rabbi is as great as my rabbi. But my rabbi, when it comes, and he's reading the Sefer Torah, who's the Baal Torah, and he was reading about the Kriyas Yamsuf. He was in a different world. He mamish felt like he was in the Yam. He was going through the Yam. So, and he smiles. How do you know he felt that way? He says, I noticed he was picking up his pants. He shouldn't get wet. So the second chassid, who was the chassid of the Chedushi Arim, the Eshter Gerer Rebbe, the Chaim of Bracha, he says, I can't say about my Rebbe if he's as great as yours. I really don't know if when he reads Oz Yoshia and the whole story of Kriyas Yamsuf, if he actually feels as though he's there. But one thing I can guarantee you, when and if he ever feels that way, he has much more on his mind than an old pair of pants. A yid through the avodah of Leil Pesach, he builds himself up so much so that he feels that he just exited. He experienced the exodus itself. He just went out of the bonds of slavery, both spiritual and physical. He just went out of Mitzrayim. What happens at that moment? His heart automatically bursts forth with song, with shira, if it's poetic or whatever, and he sings the shira to Rabbeinu Shalom. That is the reason why we say shira, hallel, hallel Pesach. When it comes Leil Pesach, why do we say hallel? Now this piece of Torah I'm saying, do you think that I'm being mechadesh this? These are the words in the Haggadah. And you know, I ask children very often, the reason I ask the children is because I don't like to start up with adults, you know. So, eventually it gets back to the adults. So you had a Seder last night, you asked the four kashas. Yeah, it was a big Friday, I asked the four kashas. And I say, so what's the answer to the four kashas? So it'd be smart, he says about the Mayinu. And some will tell me, I say, okay, matzah, you know why. Mori, you know why. Now, tell me, so why did you, why did you eat when you were leaning on your side? Well, kings do that, whatever. Did the Haggadah say that? Does the Haggadah tell her? Well, that's what your father told you. No, my father told me, it's not the Haggadah. But the truth is, if you look in the Haggadah, after the whole story, in the drasha of the Pashas Kisavai, then we come to the final business. Now we can finally answer your question. Matzah, Shalom Aleichem Mashum, Mora, this Mashayu, Avisena, there's a confessor. And right after that it says, so that is the answer why we eat the Haseba. The Cheras, Chayvadim Lirais, the Rambam says, Laharais, and it's not a contradiction, they're both MS. How do we show the Derech Cheras? How do we show that we are Kilo, we feel like we ourselves went out of Mitzrayim? And then it says the next word, just to bring the drush of the proof, the Ticha, the Sefer on the Chayavim, the Haydes, the Halim. What does the Ticha mean? The Ticha, therefore, was said right before. Chayavim, the Chodem was there. Chayavim raised Atma, Kihilu, Yosef, Israel. The Ticha, on the Chayavim, the Haydes, the Halim. So the Shira that we say is a Chalek of Chayavim raised Atma, Kihilu, Yosef, Israel. The Zell tells other stories. The Covenant of Avram, Kahana, Shapiro, Zuchan, Rafa, and I don't take responsibility if the story is true or not, but the thought is what counts here. The story goes that he once there was an asif of Rabbanim, and he set up a beautiful Bat Torah, and 2 years later, one of the Rabbanim presidents printed a sefer, and that whole Divrei Torah was printed, of course, on his own name, not giving credit to the Kovner Rav. And someone else in the family came with a sefer, brought it to the Kovner Rav, and said, look at the chutzpah of this author. Pure plagiarism. He took your Dvar Torah. We were all sitting together. We know that he was listening. And he wrote the whole. The Kovner Rav says, you don't understand. I'm sure he's not a plagiarizer. I am sure that he was Machaben. So the family member said, Kovner Rav, someone could be Machaben to you on the Yesoid. So how can you be machaben to the whole way you laid it out? The order, for this pastor, that pastor, the proofs, everything the same. Ain't neviim is not the mistigman echad. So he laughed, he said, of course, my child. He was machaben to your side. Then he heard from me. Now, he knows that when Thomas is saying over, he doesn't come to me. So I did a better job than him. So he just borrowed my expression. He borrowed my way of developing and reciting. But the thought is his. That kind of a mind. The Baisai, there's a kasha that bothered me for years until I came across this Briska Rav, and subsequently I found in the Sefer Emet Bracha from Rav Aryeh Leib from the Rotshik, and he said the same text which I'm about to say. And he says the following, what bothered me. The Mishnah Brura cites a Shabbat Kaddish that says, in the Bracha L'Ticha, when you get to the end, it says that Neima Lefanav Shira Chadashim, and then we say the Hallel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, citing the Shalach Torah, it should not be the Noma, but rather the Nema. And of course, the significance is as follows. The Noma means we have vowed to say a Shira Chadashim. The Nema, Lefanav Shira Chadashim, it was said. Now, this part of Hallel, the first two Kapilos Hallel, which we preface with this Lefichach, is obviously based on the Shira of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not about to say a new Shira. This is from Dovra Melech, according to the Chassam Chazal, it was said at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim yet. So what does it mean we're going to say a new Shira, and then we're about to say a new, we say one that's thousands of years old. So therefore, it should be the Nema. Now, today, if you go into a good Merchus forum, you'll have on display about 150 Haggadah of paper. And if you go into a library, you'll find about 500-600. And if you go into a better library, you'll get more. The percentage is more than 99% that have it the way, which is not in accordance to the Shalach Kodesh. Most Haggadahs say, the name of the son of Shir Haggadah, but not the Nema. But Rabbeisai, the answer is simple. By the night of Pesach, after experiencing myself, we just now left Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim just this second. We burst forth with a new shira. But by side, the shira that I'm about to say is coming from my heart. It's 100% new. But I'm not so good with words. I'm going to borrow, like that fellow did from the covenant of Rabbi. I'm going to borrow the words of Dovra Melech. Rabbeisai, the words of Hallel are old, but the Shira that we are about to say is brand new. The name Alephon of Shira Chadasha. Shira is not words, merely. Shira is heart. Shira is emotion and intellect interwoven together. The words are old, but the Shira is brand new. The name Alephon of Shira Chadasha. Hallelujah. And then we say the Hallelujah, the first of the Tiblah. This is Chai Avodam Liray Zan Laharis Atmai Ki'ilu Hu Yos Mitzrayim. The Jew who will tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Lel Pesach and will not burst forth upon completion of that Sipur, will not burst forth with song, he is contradicting himself. He does not feel like he would have Mitzrayim. Hallel, the source of the Rambam and the Chinuch that incorporated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is L'Hoydes L'Hallel, because if there is no Hallel, then the Sipur, you are a failure. You do not give over that story to Ilu Hu Yotza. When you tell your children the story, it says, Ba'avur Zeros Hashem leave, it's a Sipur Mitzrayim. That is the source of Chai Bonner Mitzvah. You could say it, but if you're contradicted, you don't burst forth with song, then you're not doing a good job. It's simple. We had the Rambam and the Chinuch got that you have to say Hallel. Well, it seems to me that this Hallel is a kiyum of the Chai Bonner Mitzvah Ki Hilu Hu Yotzei Mitzrayim. This is mamish a chelek of the Sipur. And of course, that's the Shabbat of the more excited before, that one to say Hallel before Chatzos, preferably. The second Mishnah Seiber says on the Rishus on this thought going in this development. And it could very well be that even those who are not ready to say Hallel before Chatzos don't argue with the estate. But they hold there are two aspects. So let me say, what are we saying now? We are saying the following. When we say Hallel on Lel Pesach, we are not reciting, it's not a mitzvah to say all the Dovra Melech Shira. We're bowing his words, it's our song. And if it's my song, I don't have to say all the words he said. I say two kapilos, that's enough. I'm mastic in the middle. Why are we mastic if it's Shira and if it's Kera, how am I? The reason is because it's my song, it's not Dovra Melech's song. I don't have to say all his words. I'm saying my Hallel, my Shira. So I say two kapilos, that's enough. As a matter of fact, when I say the rest of the Hallel later, it could very well be that that is not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a Takana de Rabbanon. And it could very well be that being that is not a chelek of the Sipur, that could be after Chatzos, for those who are knowing not to be so careful and meticulous to finish the Hallel before Chatzeis. So the Machlekes of the Ramah and those who are knowing not to finish, the Mechaber said, yet these are betrayment, doesn't say about the Hallel. So we'll call the Machlekes Mechaber and Ramah. And those, the Mechaber and those who are not careful to finish Hallel. Because the Hallel of Sifri is Mrs. Ryan, that they really were Yaisa with the first of Ketifla. And not very fine. Let us recap. We had a kasha, we had from the Mesivis HaMishpat. Why we don't make a bracha on Sifri Yisiv Mitzrayim? Well, we don't say Shevach and a Sheva. That's a beautiful test. Hallel? That's we're just doing a recital. We're just repeating. For that we have to make a bracha. And why do we say the bracha of L'Kreya Sahalel? You remember that kasha way back? L'Kreya Sahalel. To recite praise? The mitzvah to praise? No. There's no mitzvah on the 21 days to praise Hashem. There's a mitzvah to recite the praise of the Ramah. So then we say L'Kreya or L'Gemara as a Hallel. And we had the question, why is it that there's a hefsek? So then it's different. Why, if there's a hefsek, so therefore we can't make a bracha. That's a sibah. That's a sinan. That shows us that this is not a recital. This is only a shira. Only a shira does not get a bracha. I would like to offer a second approach to Mordechai's citation of the Pagain of Samadun. The truth of the matter is, the Lashon and the Mordechai citing the Pagain, as I said before, he said the following. According to the Brisker Rav, he wants to say that's the same as Devan, which is Zayim Shira. But that's not the words of the Mordechai. The Mordechai says it's a Kera Ba'alma. It's not Kerenes Ahara, but Kera Ba'alma. And as Kedera Abdi, following the same lines that we're saying, that when it comes, why do we say Hallel the night of Pesach? We burst forth with song, as we said. But that's a requirement for Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, in essence, even though we are saying Shira, but the mitzvah element of why we're saying that Shira is the mitzvah Sifri. So why should I make a bracha on this Hallel, on this Shira? I'm not saying the Hallel to be Mekayim or Shira, even though I'm saying a Shira. I'm saying in order to be Mesapi, you see it's Mitzrayim. The way I'm learning, that's a chelek of the Sifri. That's Kera Ba'alma. He's saying a Shira Mamish, but he's a Kera as far as the mitzvah is concerned. He's not doing it in order to do the mitzvah of Shira, but rather as a chelek of the Sifri, you see it's Mitzrayim. So it's the same you say with another tonight. The place like it's already 10 o'clock. My set of 15 to speak here, it's 10 p.m. I'll let this work by night. Certainly not the week before Pesach. So, the Rabbeinu Shleilam should give every single one of us the truth that we should be Mekayim, the hottest of the mitzvahs. The Chayiv Adam Riz asked my people who Yosef Mitzrayim. Somebody once told me just recently. Interesting thought that I met a Rav, Slavish Rav. He told me a number of years ago, he met a Jew, he went to visit a Jew, just the day before had a brain surgery. And he was doing so well. The next morning he was talking, and he saw the rabbi, said, Rabbi, you wouldn't believe it, today I daven Shabbos an hour and a half. This year never spent more than 20 minutes from, you know how the word goes, but from Haidu to Kish, you know, to the Kish. But here, now and his heart was so full of joy and thanksgiving to the Bainish well of his Abinson, and now and here. This rabbi is so impressed, he said, let me tell you all the story. There was a Jew who came out of Russia. He was in Siberia. He went through what we call the Shur Maduri Gehenna. Finally, he was there, then he came back to sell. And someone met him, he said, tell me, you just now realized your lifelong dream. What was that dream? To get that to sell, to get out of Siberia, to get out of that one living, you don't use for what it was in. And he finally came here, he says, now what are you living for? Now you realize this dream, what's your next dream? He says, I'm not telling you. My dream now that I'm here in Israel is that someday I should have the privilege to say a Kriya Shema like I said over here in Siberia. And the rabbi told his patient, he said, now you have one thing to hope for, that someday again, without going through operation, you will someday daven a davening like you davened this morning. And when that happens, have me in mind, the rabbi took out his name, put down his name. When that happens, so the Eibush to give each and every one of us that someday we should say a Hallel, like the Hallel of the Eibush Shira, not like the one picking up his pants over there to his Gamsuk, but like the one who sees the Yad Hashem, he sees all the Ruchnias. Ro'as Hashivcha la'yomav, so lo'y chesed amuz in the yomav. We should all be Zecha. And if we have problems in B'nai Shalala, you know, realizing that the B'nai Shalala, we can make it a little easier for us and show us the true redemption. We shall be Zecha this year to be Makriv, and Asachim, and Azachim. We know the Kasha Tumah and this and that, but all these tasks will be answered. We could yet do it this year. And then, for sure, each and every one of us will be Zecha to say, Shira Chadasha, Nechshir Chadasha, and have your name of Amen.
Amen.